Shavuot Tov. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to start in about 1 minute.
Okay.
Has joined.
Good morning. Today we will study the first Aliyah of Parashat Beshalach. It begins with the verses at Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, and concludes with chapter 14, verse 8. This is a total of 14 verses. 14 is the number that connects to the gematria of King David's name. And he is a chariot for the Sephirah of Malchut, which is an
has
energy
joined.
Of manifestation. Verse 17. Vayhi b'shalach paro et ha'am v'lo nacham Elohim deres eretz pelishtim ki karov hu ki amar Elohim ben. Excuse me. Pen yinachem ha'am birotam milchama v'shavu mitzrayma la'yasev Elohim et ha'am derech ha'midbar yam suf v'chamushim Alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. Vayikach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo ki hashpeya hishpiya et b'nei Yisrael le'emor pakot yivkod Elohim etchem v'ha'alitem et atmotai mize'itchem v'yisu misukot v'yachanu v'etam b'kze ha'midbar v'adonai yo'he'wahe Adanu yo yo ahe da wandu he. Lifnehem Yomam Be'amud Anan Lam Chotam Haderech Balayla Be'amud Esh Ve'ha'ir Lachem Lalechet Yomam Walayla Lo Yamis Yamish Amud He'anan Yomam We'amud Ha'esh Laila Lifnei Ha'am Vaydaber Adonai Elo Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Daber El Bnei Yisrael V'yashuvu v'yachanu Lifnei pi hachirot Bein migdol uvein hayam Lifnei baal Tefoni chokachanu al hayam V'yamar paro Lifnei Yisrael Nevuchim chem baretz sagar aleichem Hamidbar v'chizati et leparo v'radach achareichem Ve'ikavta v'paro u'kochelo v'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Vayasu ken Vayugad lemelech Mitzrayim Ivarach ha'am vayechafech Levav paro va'avadav el ha'am v'ayomru Mazot asinu kishilachnu Et Yisrael me'avdenu v'yesor et richbo V'et amo lakach imo Vayikach shesh meot Rekev ma'achur V'kol rekev Mitzrayim V'shalishim al kulo Vaykazek Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo Et lev paro melech Mitzrayim Vayirdu otof achare Uvnei Yisrael Yotzim biyad rama That's the completion of the first aliyah in the Hebrew reading. We will now study the translation. It came to pass when Paro let the people go, that Elohim did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, for it was near. Because Elohim said, lest the people reconsider when they see war and return to Egypt. Why is the name Elohim being used? Also, Hashem would know whether they would return or whether they wouldn't. He would also know where there would be war, and he could avoid that. things in this verse that do not make sense. What is the spiritual lesson from these words? Is the question we need to ask ourselves, because this verse is talking about us in our generation, just like every other verse in the Tanakh. Verse 18. So Elohim led the people around way of the desert to the Red Sea, to the Yam Suf, the Sea of End. And the children of Israel were armed when they went up out of Egypt. The word for armed, I believe, is also has a connection to the word for 50. And it's an indication that they had a relationship with the 50 gates of Binah. Verse 19. Moses took Yosef's bones with him, for he had adjured the sons of Israel, saying, Hashem will surely remember you, and you shall bring up my bones from here with you. Now, Moses is from the tribe of Levi, and Joseph is a different tribe. Typically, he's either Ephraim or Manasseh. So why is the tribe of Levi involved in Joseph's bones? They traveled from Sukkot, and they encamped in Etam, at the edge of the desert. Now, both of these words are part of the 42 journeys that we will study later. But we need to understand the meaning of these words. So I'm going to just see if I can get a quick look at the word Sukkot. We know it's booths. But it's not spelled in this verse in the complete way. It's lacking the vav. And etam is aleph, taf, mem. Aleph to taf is the Shekhinah. And mem represents water, or chesed. So we leave the booths and connect to two different aspects. One is the Shekhinah of chesed. The other is you can translate etam again with the aleph being unity. And then the last two letters, tam, meaning completion. As Jacob is described as an ish tam, a complete man. So we are leaving the booth, the sukkah, and we are connecting in this concept to the complete unification of all things, which is obviously Hashem. Verse 21. And Hashem went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to cause it to lead them on the way, and at night in a pillar of fire to give them light. They traveled day and night. He did not move away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire at night from before the people. Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and let them turn back and encamp in front of Pi Hahirot, between Migdal and the sea. In front of Baal Tzephon, you shall encamp opposite by the sea." And we know these locations. Represent part of the, well, they represent the energy. If we truly looked at these words and looked and tried to understand them from their deeper levels. Verse 3, and Paro will say about the children of Israel, "They are trapped in the land. The desert has closed in upon them. And I will harden Paro's heart, and he will pursue them. And I will be glorified through Paro and through his entire force. And the Egyptians will know that I am Hashem." And they did so. Again, we've discussed why does Hashem harden Paro's heart? He didn't need to harden Paro's heart. All of the negative system was destroyed with the 10 plagues. So why? What is this 11th idea? Why harden Paro's heart again? And the answer we know is that Hashem is bringing Paro back to his level of free will, where he is no longer being coerced. And then he will choose to do what he will choose, what his orientation, what his true desire is, because that's what free will represents, true desire. And we have to remember that we are living in a world that is coercive, that the culture, the societies that impact us, that affect us, take us away from balance. They take us away from that point of free will. It was reported to Paro that the people had fled, and Paro and his servants had a change of heart toward the people. And they said, "What is this that we have done, that we have released Israel from serving us?" How did Pharaoh know that they fled? He had sent people after them to make sure they came back. 3 days in, they didn't turn back. And thus, Pharaoh knew that they had fled. They didn't flee. Hashem took them. So why is this being talked to us? Why does the Torah tell us that they fled? And one opinion is because you have to flee from slavery. You have to flee from coercion. You have to recognize how these things impact our lives. Verse 6. So Paro harnessed his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 select chariots and all the chariots of Egypt with officers over them all. Well, we know the 600 represents a connection to Bina and to Zeranpin of Bina. How do we know that? Because the number 6 always connects to Zeranpin. And any number connected to hundreds is connecting to Bina. Thousands connects to Hakna. Tens connects to Malchut. So he took these 600 select chariots. But then in addition to that, all the chariots of Egypt. But weren't the select chariots part of Egypt? And the Zohar explains they're not. And I will wait until we study that parasha to explain it. That section of the Zohar. And the Lord Hashem hardened the heart of Paro, the king of Egypt, and he chased after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel were marching out triumphantly. You think you won the battle. You think you defeated the enemy. And then what happens? You're facing another blockage. Learn this well. When you feel triumphant, you feel like you've accomplished something, you should be asking, what's next? Because you are in the process of life. And the process of life is you have a challenge, you defeat the challenge, you have another challenge. Yes, you can be happy that you have the first challenge. Yes, you can be happy that you defeated the first challenge. And yes, you need to still be happy that you have the next challenge. Because each challenge is a test for you to overcome. And that's the process of growing spiritually. Does anyone have any questions? Now, we are going to be doing things a little differently this week because it is the Parasha B'Shalach. There are some traditions that teach that you should read the chapter of the manna on Tuesday, which is Monday night. But we're going to read the chapter of the manna every day. You can find it on the unique astrological times after the Rosh Chodesh Shavat. Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu hei yo Eloheinu Elohe avotenu shetasmin parnasa lekol amcha. Beit Yisrael ufarnasati ufarnasat anshe beiti biklal Biklalam benachat lelo betzar, bekavod willo bevizu, beheter willo beisur, kideshenu kal avod avodatecha, willil motoratecha, kimo shezanta. Le'avoteinu man b'midbar be'eretz yavi arava. That was the preamble or the lead-in or the prayer before the manna, which we will start now, and this is from chapter 16, verse 4 to verse 36. Vayomer Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Hineni Mamtir Lachem Lachem Min Hashamayim Biyatza Ha'am Velaktu Divar Yom Biyomo Lema'an Anasenu Ayelech Betorati Imlo Wichaya Bayom Hashishi Behekinu Et Asher Yaviu Wichaya Mishne Al Asher Yilketu Yom Wayomer Moshe Wichacharom El Kobene Yisrael Erev Idatem Ki Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Motzi Echem Meretz Mitzrayim Uboker Uritem Et Kavod Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Bishamu Etulunotechem Al Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Venachnu Makitalinu Aleinu Wayomer Moshe Betet Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Lachem Ba'erev Basar Le'ekov Lechem Baboker Lisboa Bishmoa Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Etelunotechem Asher Atem Malinim Alav Nachnu Ma Lo Aleinu Telunotechem Ki Al Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Wayomer Moshe El Aharon Emor El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael Kirvu Lifnei Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Ki Shama Etulunotechem Wayehi Kedaber Acharon El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael Vayifnu El Hamidbar Wehine Kivod Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Nirabe'enan Vaydaber Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Shamati Etelunot B'nei Yisrael Daber Aleichem Lemor Bein Ha'arbayim Toklu Basar Uvaboker Tishpe'u Lachem Vidatem Ki Ani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yo, I hey da wanu hey yo. Elohechem, vayehi ba'ere wata al haslavat chas el hamachane uva boker. Haita shikvat hatal saviv lemachane. Vata al shikvat hatal. Vehine al pene hamidbar dach bechus pas. Dach tachwefor al haaretz. Vayiru b'nei Yisrael. Vayomru ish el achiv man hu ki. Yadu mahu vayomer Moshe, alechem hu alechem, asher natan Adonai, yo he wahe, adanu yo, yo wahe da wanu he yo, lachem lachla, ze hadavar. Asher tziva Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo wahe dawanu heyo, liktu mi menu ish lefi achlo, omer lagul dolet mispar nafsho. Shotechem ishlacher v'ahalotikahu v'yasu kein b'nei Yisrael v'yilketu hamarbe v'hamamit v'yamodu v'omer willo ha'adim tiv. Amar beva mamit lo hech zir ish lefi achlo lakatu vayomer Moshe alechem ish al yoter mimenu ad boker willo shamu el Moshe vayotiru Anashim mimenu ad boker. Vayarum tolaim. Vayivash vayiktov alehem Moshe. Vayilketu. Oto baboker. Ish kefi achlo. Vecham hashemesh v'namas. Vayehi bayom hashishi laktu lachem mishne shene haomer laechad vayavo kol nesiye haeda vayagidu lemoshe vayomer alehem hu asher diber Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Shabbaton, Shabbat Kodesh. Ladonai yo he wahe. Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu he yo. Machar et asher tofu. Eifu et asher tivashlu. Bashelu. Et kol ha'otev anichu lachem lemishmeret ad haboker vayanichu oto ad haboker ka'asher siwa Moshe v'lo chivish v'rima lo haita bo. Vayomer Moshe iklu hayom ki Shabbat I am Adonai, Yohei Wahei Adanu, Yohei Dawanu Heyo. I am Lo Tim Sahu, Basa Deshe Shet Yamim Tilke Tuhu. Uvayom Hashvi Shabbat lo yebo vayehi yom shvi'i yatzu min ha'am tilkot lo matzahu ayomer Adonai yo Adanu yo yo Antem lishmor mitzvotai torotai reuki Adonai yohei adanu yohei dawanu yo Lechem yomayim shvuish takal al yetzei ish mi'omo v'yom hashvi'i v'yishbetu pam v'yom hashvi'i v'yikre'u beit Yisrael shemo gan v'u kezera God lavan v'tamo yitzapichi v'yibash v'yomer Moshe zeh hadavar asher tziva Adonai yohei adanu yo yohei tawadu heyo Elo haomer mimenu lemishmeret ledorotechem lema'an yiru et halechem asher he'akalti etchem bamidbar v'chotzi etchem meret mitzrayim Vayomer Moshe el Acharon Ach Tzintet Achat V'ten Shama V'lo HaOmer Man V'hana Oto Lifnei Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo Lemishmered ledorotehem Tasher tziva Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo Yohei dawan heyo El Moshe vayanichehu Acharon lifnei haedut Lemishmeret Uvnei Yisrael achlu et haman arbaim shana ad boam el eretz no shavet et haman achlu ad boam el ketzei eretz kenaan vaha omer asirit Haifahu. If you'd like, we can study the English as well. We're obviously over time, but this week we're going to be running for time because of the length of the mana. So if we don't study it today, we will study it another day this week in the English. Does anybody have any questions?
No, sir.
So our class today at the 10:30 time slot, the early class, we will be studying the holiday of Tu B'Shvat. And our 3 o'clock class, we will be studying Psalm 92, which we haven't done for the last couple of weeks. I hope you'll join us for one or both of those classes. I would wish you Shalom Gadol. Shalom.
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 Shavua Tov to everyone.
Shavua Tov.